California. Since then, I have gained 20 pounds.
主要是因为弟兄姐妹的热情啊，经常请我吃饭。
Basically, it's because the brothers and sisters are too warm to me. They always treat me delicious meals.
所以都是你们的功劳。
So it's all your fault.
但是我相信，更是我自己的责任，没有好好保养顾惜身体。
I know it's my own responsibility that I did not take care, good care of my health.
你想看这边实在是太多美食、中餐美食的诱惑，自己自制力又不够。
Think about this. There's so much temptation over here, and I lack self-control.
有人安慰我说：“叶牧师，你发胖一点好看啊。”
Some people comfort me by saying, "Oh, you actually look better when you're like a little bit fatter."
但是我告诉医生不是这么说的。
But let me tell you, doctors won't say so.
因为你发胖会影响健康的。
Because you know, when you're fat, it's going to actually affect your health.
几个月前我去看牙科。
A few months ago, I went to see a dentist.
医生说我牙齿缺乏保养，有牙周病，造成一颗牙齿已经松动，必须拔掉。
The dentist said, because my teeth, I had a periodontal disease, and then if I did not pluck it out, and then it would actually affect my whole teeth.
我突然意识到健康对我的重要。
I suddenly realized how important it is, our health it is for.
我终于年纪大了才会掉牙齿嘛，我才半百而已啊。
I feel like I'm just like 50 years old. How could I start losing teeth?
在当中我还算年轻的吧。
I'm still considered as young among you, right?
是不是？是吧 ？OK 啊，那当然，人总要面对现实。好，该拔牙，该面对，就是要勇敢面对哈。拔颗牙齿没什么的，勇敢一下哈。以后装个假牙就好了。
But of course, as human beings, we all need to face the reality. So we just need to be brave. I just need to be brave.
于是呢，就预约下一次拔牙的时间。
Then I made an appointment with the doctor, with the dentist.
这段期间呢，我天天在看怎么样保养牙齿的信息。
So during which time I was every day I was actually reading the information about how to take care of my teeth.
哦，总算到了时间准备拔牙了。
By the time I went to see the dentist.
在手术台前啊，护士量完血压之后，医生过来很严肃的表情告诉我说：“对不起，我不能帮你拔牙。”
But after nurse measured my blood pressure, and then the dentist came to me and said to me very seriously and said, "I cannot pluck out your teeth."
因为我的血压太高，
Because your blood pressure is too high, and it's going to be very dangerous for you to pluck out that tooth.
天哪，这怎么可能呢
？Oh my God, how could that even be?
我身体一向很好的，过去几十年来血压都是最正常的。
I've been in pretty good health condition. How could my blood pressure is high?
那时候我突然间意识到说失去健康的恐惧啊。
I suddenly realized how fearful it could be, you know, if I lose my health.
医生警告我，你要回去好好的调理身体。降完血压再来回来拔牙齿。
So doctor, the dentist warned me, you have to lower your blood pressure first before you come to see me again.
这是我对失去健康最深的感触。以后我再也不敢熬夜乱吃东西了。
So that is the deepest fear I have for losing my health. So I start not to stay up.
这时候有人推荐我生吃芹菜有效。
So some people recommend I need to actually eat celery.
你知道我从来没吃过那种生吃芹菜，多难吃啊
！You know, I don't like eating salad. I have never actually eaten like a raw celery.
你猜我吃了没有
？You mean, do?
我每天吃啊。
Guess if I eat it or not? Actually, I eat it every day.
幸好没有人告诉我喝尿有效。
Fortunately, nobody told me that I could actually drink pee.
但你猜我会不会喝
？Guess.
会，你才喝啦！上帝给我脑筋干什么？因为一个人如果失去健康，就算你再怎么爱主，再怎么样乐意服侍教会，我相信他的侍奉呢就受到巨大亏损了。
So if a person loses his health, and then no matter how passionate he is for God, his service is also going to be affected.
同样的，教会如果失去健康，同样。也会造成极大的亏损。
So if the church loses health, it will also create a great damage.
这就是为什么我们今年教会主题一再强调健康成长。
That's why the theme of our church this year is healthy growth.
好，当年使徒时代教会被建立，并且快速的增长，每一次布道有3000人、5000人信主。
So when the early church were established and the church were growing really rapidly, and then during each evangelical event, there were around like 3,000, 5,000 people that were saved.
所以神将得救的人数每天加给教会。
So God gave his churches like the people who were saved every day.
那不但如此呢，他们每一次聚会、团契、分享在一起， 哇，多么美好。
Not only that, every single day when they had this fellowship, it was beautiful.
甚至当中许多人受到感动，把田产家产都变卖，把所有的一切都奉献出来，大家凡物共用，操练彼此相爱。
A lot of church members at that time actually were even willing to sell their properties and to share their possessions with the church.
这是教会历史以来最美好、最复兴的时期。
That was probably the most beautiful, most reviving time in church history.
但是问题来了，直到亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉夫妇的事件。就是我们刚刚所读的这段经文，教会就失去健康，就出现危机跟问题了。
So there are still problems. It wasn't until the couple Ananias and Sapphira made their mistakes and the church lost its health and encountered a crisis.
那这就影响就像一个长毒瘤一样，一直危害，一直蔓延。
Influence was just like a malicious tumor, and it spread it really quick.
所以为了让教会重新得到医治、恢复健康，神必须在此时彰显公义，向这对夫妇施行严厉的管教。
So for the church to grow healthy, and God had to do something to discipline this couple, so the church can continue to grow.
也许我们觉得说，啊，神太残酷了，让这对夫妇当场毙命。
Maybe we'll say that God was too cruel. How could he kill this couple at the time? That would be too cruel.
但是假设我们知道，就像医生一样，为了医治癌症病人，他不让癌细胞继续扩散，不惜将肿瘤切除一样，你会不会说这医生太残酷了？
But if you think about a doctor, if there is like a patient coming that had tumor that needs to be removed, but if this doctor did not remove this tumor, this patient could die. If the doctor has to remove the tumor, would you say the doctor is really cruel?
那是为了恢复健康而必须付上代价。
That's what the doctor has to do in order to recover the health of the patient.
那教会失去健康，也就是基督徒灵命出了问题。
So if the church loses health, that means the spiritual lives of the church members have problems.
那当基督徒灵命失去健康，通常也会有一些现象，就像我们身体失去健康前都会一些的症状，如同警钟、警讯、警告来提醒我们。
There will be some symptoms, just like patients have symptoms when they are sick. Churches will have some phenomena also if they have problems.
就像我们身体的健康亮起红灯了，出现问题了，你要注意啦。
Just like the road lights like flashing red.
但 你不要轻看这些的提醒，不要不管它。
So don't ignore these reminders.
因为你不管它的话，以后可能会造成病入膏肓啊。
If you ignore these reminders, your health will be deteriorating.
同样的，我们属灵生命也有一些的警告或是提醒，让我们知道我们灵命健康出现了问题。
So for our spiritual lives, we have warnings too.
这时候呢，我们就要特别注意了。
So we have to pay special attention when we have these warnings.
那这些的警告，这些的症状是什么呢？
So what are the symptoms and warnings?
今天我们要从亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的事件来看，到底有哪些是教会失去健康的重要警告。
So today we're going to learn from the couple of Ananias and Sapphira.
使我们来提醒我们，让我们避免重蹈他们的覆辙而得到健康成长。
To remind us what we're supposed to do so the church can grow healthy.
好，有三方面。第一个呢是当心里被撒旦充满。
So number one, when the heart was filled by Satan.
让我们一起来读第三节，上半节预备，请。
Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart?
好，我们看第一个警告是彼得当时他不是斥责撒旦，说撒旦你退去吧。
So Peter was actually not rebuking Satan.
你为什么要来充满这个亚拿尼亚的心呢？
He did not say, "Hey, Satan, go back. Why did you feel Ananias?"
也不是好奇想知道到底撒旦是怎么样入侵这个到亚拿尼亚的心里面呢？
Neither was he's curious about Satan's work.
彼得乃是责备、质询亚拿尼亚说：“为什么容许撒旦来充满你的心呢？”
Peter actually was rebuking Ananias directly.By saying that, why did you allow Satan to fill your heart?
意思就是说，不要把所有的错都推给撒旦。亚拿尼亚不应该如此行，你必须要为此事件负责任的。
Basically, what Peter was saying was, don't always blame Satan for that. You should be responsible for your own behavior.
亚拿尼亚虽然是已经信主的人，但是这不表示他跟撒旦就划清界限了，撒旦就自动离他远远的。反而呢，他会千方百计的要得着他，甚至到一个地步，就是可以占据他整个心。
Although Ananias was a Christian, doesn't mean there is a line between him and Satan. Satan wanted to get him, and then to a point that he wanted to get his whole heart and enter his heart.
其实我们也一样，不要以为你信主，你受浸了，撒旦就离你远远的。
So don't ever assume that when you are baptized, then Satan will leave you.
撒旦仍然找机会要来充满我们的心。
Satan will find every opportunity to occupy your heart.
但是不要担心，因为主要原因是还是我们，是我们容许撒旦进入我们的心，否则他根本不能够强行侵入的。
But don't be afraid. If you don't allow Satan to enter our hearts, he won't affect us.
Yeah. 所以彼得才会这样咨询亚拿尼亚的，你为什么容许撒旦充满你的心？
That's why Peter rebuked Ananias. That why did you allow? Why he allowed Satan to enter his heart?
我们看见在教会复兴的这个最复兴的期间，撒旦他不会放过任何一个信徒。那在今天，我们看一个小小的教会还不够坚强的一个小小教，难道撒旦就会放过你吗
？We know that during every church revival, Satan is going to hold us, and then he's not let our church go either.
好，但是我们不要担心。我刚刚讲过，除非你的心容许撒旦进来。否则撒旦也奈何不了你。
But I've already said, don't be afraid. Unless you allow Satan to enter your hearts, he's not going to affect you.
虽然撒旦是让我们犯罪的罪魁祸首，但是我们也不要害怕他。只要我们心里坚定不移，不受撒旦的建议，不认同他的方式，我们就不会沦陷。
We know that although Satan is the major culprit of our sins, we should not be afraid of him. If we don't allow him to affect us, we can be strong.
尽管撒旦还是会随时随地的锲而不舍的试探我们，但是只要我们继续坚持到底，不让他攻破我们的心房，他还是拿我们没有办法的。
Although Satan will persistently affect us and try to enter our hearts, if we hold steadfast, and we won't let him affect us.
亚拿尼亚这个名字的意思是神的云彩，结果呢却变成了一朵乌云，遮蔽了神的荣耀。
Actually, the meaning of Ananias is the cloud, but actually he became like a dark cloud that shadowed God's glory.
他的太太撒菲拉这个名字呢是美丽的意思。
His wife's name Sapphira means beauty.
他却让神蒙羞，让教会丑陋了。
But she disgraced the God and led church ugly.
原因就是因为他们夫妇同心试探。
Because this couple together tempted God.
同心不是不好，但是如果同心让撒旦入侵占据他们整个的心，反而来试探主，这就不好了。
Being wholehearted is not the wrong thing, but if they are united together to let Satan in, that's not a good thing.
其实夫妇之间若一方跌倒，另外一方及时扶持挽回，就不会发生这个不幸了。
If one of the couple fell, but if the other side tried to support him or her, the other side, and then they won't fall together.
撒旦很诡诈的，因为他知道你的弱点在哪里，他就往哪里去进攻。
Satan is very crafty, and he knows our weakness. He knows where to attack us.
亚当爱吃，亚干爱穿，参孙爱色。犹大爱钱，亚拿尼亚夫妇爱名，他们就在这软弱上被攻破，让撒旦进来了。
Adam likes eating, and then
亚干
okay, likes. He did not read that in this preaching sermon, so I cannot remember that. Okay.
因为当时许多人看见了，当时许多人变卖家产捐给教会。可以获得名声，得到表扬，所以亚拿尼亚夫妇他们也羡慕得到这样的名声。
So this actually at that time, Ananias and Sapphira both want to have a good fame at that time, because a lot of people sold their properties to church.
他们夫妇就商量，哎，我们也来变卖家产，奉献一部分给教会。但是呢，他们又不 不同于其他那些奉献者，是完全出于对神信心的回应，他们奉献的动机不对。
So they're they were just like other church members. They wanted at that time they wanted to sell their property, but their motivation was incorrect.
他们的软弱上让撒旦留地步了。
So their weakness gave Satan a foothold.
所以将原本圣洁的教会就污秽了。
So it actually really ruined the church at that time, the holy church.
今天撒旦知道你的弱点在哪里，他就会慢慢的入侵，直到占据你整个心为止。
So Satan knows where your weakness is until so he knows where to occupy and possess your heart.
然后把你控制。
Then he will control you.
那你就会做出你不应当去做的事。
Then you will start doing the thing you are not supposed to do.
因此你我都要随时提防撒旦的诡计，别让他来占据我们的心。
So we need to always be cautious about Satan's work so that he won't occupy our heart.
撒旦通常不会马上就占据你的心，他通常一点点的，慢慢的，一点点的入侵，只等到他整个，你整个心都被他占据了。
Satan usually won't actually occupy our heart right away. He usually gradually, little by little, entered our heart and gradually invade until he totally possessed our heart.
那我们如果不敏锐的话，我们就像那个煮青蛙一样哈，那个温水慢慢煮，慢慢煮，哎，青蛙都不会没有感觉，慢慢就被煮熟了。
So in if we're not cautious enough, we're just gonna be like frogs in lukewarm water, being like boiled little by little until we're totally cooked.
有人说你不能够阻止小鸟从你头上飞过。
Some people say you won't prevent a bird from flying over your head.
但是你可以阻止它在你头上筑巢。
But you can prevent it from nesting on your head.
同样的，提防撒旦来占据你的心也是如此。
In the same way, being cautious about Satan's work, we need to just be very, very cautious.
第二个警告是当心里会欺哄圣灵。
So the second warning is when your heart lies to the Holy Spirit.
让我们一起来读第三节下半段跟第四节，预备，请。
That you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land. Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God.
好，第二个失去健康的警告是人心里会去欺哄圣灵。
The second warning about losing health is when your heart starts lying to the Holy Spirit.
我们知道神是轻慢不得的，你别以为你骗得了人，但是你却骗不了这位全能的神，因为他是全无所不知的。
Knowing that Lord cannot be ignored and cheated, because He's omnipotent and omniscient.
亚拿尼亚夫妇的错误就是在于他们以为他们所做的乃是天不知、鬼不觉，没有人知道。
What Ananias and Sapphira did wrong was they did not realize that actually what they did, God knows.
Yeah, 他们卖了田地，卖多少钱没人知道，他口袋放多少钱没人知道啊。
So they assume that people did not know how much money they had.
那当然，使徒们也应当不会知道的。
So the apostles that time did not know that either, they suppose.
但没想到彼得，哎，怎么会知道呢？
But then how come Peter knew?
当然圣经没有告诉我们彼得是如何知道这个秘密的。
The Bible did not tell us how Peter knew this secret.
也许圣灵透过一些特殊的方式启示他，那至于怎么样特殊方式的，我们也不需要知道。
Maybe the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter in a secret way, but we don't have to know that.
因为我相信彼得如何得知这个秘密的过程不是重点。
I believe that it is not really important how Peter knew what, you know, the cheating behavior of Ananias and Sapphira.
因为更重要的是这事件背后有一个功课我们要学习的。
What's important is behind this event, we have a lesson to learn.
由于神要保护他自己教会的圣洁，他不能够纵容虚伪丑陋的事在初代教会中出现。
Because God wants to protect the holiness of the church, He cannot allow hypocrisy appearing in the early churches.
因此，神必须让所有的信徒清楚知道，他们所侍奉、所敬拜的这位神乃是轻慢不得的，是不能够被欺哄的。
So God wants the church members in the early churches to know that He cannot be cheated.
倘若神自己都觉得无所谓啊，信徒随便乱来，毫无纪律，任意而行啊，无所谓的，上帝是爱啊，啊，都这，那你可以想象将来的教会会演变成什么样子。
If you think God is so loving, He's not gonna held this accountable, He's not gonna take this into His consideration, then you're wrong.
所以神必须要在这个时刻彰显出他的公义。
God has to manifest His righteousness at this time.
可惜亚拿尼亚执意如此行，他以欺骗、不诚实的方式来破坏教会，当然神就必须要管教了。
Unfortunately, Ananias and Sapphira still did that, so God had to discipline them.
于是就当场取了他的性命。
So killed them right away.
然而神也是大有怜悯的神。
But God was also merciful God.
原本想再次给他的妻子撒菲拉悔改的机会。
He wanted to actually give Sapphira another a chance, opportunity to repent.
所以接着彼得就是再次问他了。
So he actually threw Peter, asked them again.
你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？
Was this all the money that you have earned through selling your property?
但是他的妻子没有珍惜这次的机会。
But then his wife did not treasure this opportunity.
没想到他的回答仍是继续欺骗，仍然是执迷不悟，不肯悔改。
So her answer was still pretentious and was still cheating.
我们知道所有的谎言都是人自己的决定与选择。
We know that all lies are from your own decisions and choices.
撒旦没有替你说谎。
Satan cannot lie for you.
撒旦也没有替你编造谎言。
Satan cannot create lies for you.
我们要为我们自己言语上的错误行为负责任。
We have to be responsible for our own mistakes.
虽然今天你不会直接欺哄神，不过你可能会透过欺哄人来欺哄神，如同亚拿尼亚一样。
Today you might not cheat God, but you might cheat other people.
这一样也是欺哄神的。
That is still cheating.
另外，我们答应的事没有做到，这也算是一种欺哄。
So if we have promised something, we haven't done it, and still caught cheating.
在当时，从来没有人要求或规定强迫亚拿尼亚夫妇必须变卖家产，奉献所有的给上帝，这是他们自己的决定跟选择。
So at that time, nobody actually was forcing Ananias and Sapphira to sell their property. That was their own decision and choice.
可是当他们变卖之后，这象征的一个意义就是这个所有权就不再归他们了。
But after they have sold their property, that means the ownership of the properties did not belong to them anymore.
就是好像一个女孩子，她决定接受求婚，愿意嫁给一个男孩，全心全意属于他之后，哎，私底下又偷偷摸摸跟前男友约会，她觉得哎自己也应该保留一些快乐时光跟自由。
Just like a woman who has already accepted a man's marriage proposal, but then privately she also was dating with her ex-boyfriend and wanted to have some happy time with him.
这听起来还蛮有道理的，但事实上这种行为就不是一种诚实的表现。
That sounded like okay, but then actually her behavior was not right.
甚至等同是一种背叛。
That was almost like betrayal.
同样的，我们在神面前是否也有这种背叛、不诚实呢？
So in the same way, do we have the same kind of behaviors in the presence of God?
例如，我们每月向神守的十一奉献。
For example, tithe.
没有人知道啊。
Nobody knows.
例如，我们有感动，我们要为主做什么事情？哇，当时我下定决心，我要啊，每天传福音，我要跟人传福音，我要守主日啊，从不缺席，我要啊，有很多的这些对上帝的承诺。
For example, we have made so many commitments and so many promises, made so many promises with God that we're going to go to church, we're going to actually commit a lot of ministries.
没有人知道。
But then we did not do it. But then we assumed that nobody knows.
这是你跟上帝之间的关系。
But again, that's between you and God.
那你答应要做这个。你是否有诚实的遵守而不欺哄神呢？
You have promised to do this, but have you honestly done that?
但是我相信，就算你没有诚实的完全做到，神也不会马上就击杀你。
Okay, but I believe that even though you haven't honestly done that, God is not going to kill you right away.
否则的话，我猜我们当中都死光光了，我第一个死。
Then I believe that all are going to die right away, because me will be the first.
不过我们要被提醒。
But we need to be reminded.
从今以后不要轻易的欺哄神，因为神是
轻慢不得的。From now on, don't cheat God, because God cannot be cheated.
诚实它不但是一种美德，更是基督徒应当具备的处事原则。
Honesty is not just a moral virtue; it's also like a life principle for Christians.
基督徒应当诚实，不欺骗。
Christians should not cheat and should be honest.
马太福音五章三十七节这样教导我们。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 37.
我们一起读来。
All you need to say simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
事实上，那二者就是魔鬼撒旦，他就是说谎之父。
So that evil one is Satan. He's the father of liars.
他让我们习惯不诚实，认为撒个谎啊没什么关系的。
Satan wants us to be used to be lying and then just want us to believe that lying a little bit is not a big thing.
于是我们不但欺哄人，甚至最后连神都敢欺哄。
So eventually we won't just cheat people, we're going to cheat God.
这是人的愚昧而陷入魔鬼的诡计。
That's the stupidity of ours, that we fall into the devil's schemes.
这更是人对人对神的不尊重。
That's our disrespectfulness to God and church and people.
然而这个事件之后呢，圣经描述全教会的人，还有听见的人，听见这故事的，包括那些未信的人，都甚惧怕，在第十一节跟第五节。
But after this event, the Bible described all the people in the church were very scared.
这个惧怕呢，可以翻译成敬畏。
So that fear actually could be translated as awe.
这包括人对神，这个对人的敬畏跟对神的敬畏，敬重、尊重。
Awe means the fear of God and the respect to God.
当你敬畏，当你尊重某人，你就不会轻易的对他说不诚实的话。
When you respect somebody, you won't easily say dishonest things to that person.
就像大部分人都不敢在法官面前随便说谎一样。
For example, just like most of the people won't say dishonest things in front of a judge.
但这个事件之后，你看，不但是神受到尊重，连教会领袖、众基督徒也受到大家的尊重。
So you see, after this event, not even God was respected, but also the church leaders were respected.
于是教会又恢复到了健康成长的状态了。
So the church actually went back to its healthy state.
我在想说，我们教会能不能让我们每一个基督徒，这个教会，我们抬头挺胸，让外面整个社区的人对我们尊重呢
？So can our church be honest enough and just walk in the community and let the whole church respect us?
因为神在我们里面，那是轻慢不得的。
Because God is in us and He cannot be cheated.
当我们有这样的一个诚实的心，当我们有这样的一个守信的心，我们会得到尊重的。
When we have this honest heart and we keep our promises, we will be respected.
最后一个警告是，当心里起犯罪意念。
So the last warning is when our heart was conceived with sinful ideas.
第四节下半节，预备，请。
Why has you conceived this thing in your heart?
好，这个意念这个词呢，原文是指一个事情或是一个行为。
Thought in the original scriptures means an action.
也就是说，在心中进行的错误行为，这就是意念上的犯罪。
So it means whatever is going on in your heart is actually a sinful action already.
心中不好的意念或是以错误的行为的造成呢，乃是被我们人性深处里面没有被对付的邪情恶欲所引诱。
The sinful ideas are actually tempted by the sinful desire inside of our hearts.
那在我们里面呢，产生了一个不合神心意的一个行动事件。
So at first in our heart there is this sinful action already.
那这就是我们心里面起了一个犯罪的一个想法。
So our heart has already started having a sinful desire.
所以它的造成就是在我们里面慢慢酝酿，透过这些邪情私欲所引诱，然后呢就造成一个不合神心意的行动事件。
So that sinful desire starts fermenting in your heart and then eventually turns into an action.
当然你也会辩护说，哎呀，我就在里面心里面有犯罪的念头，我光想一想而已，我又没有实际去做。所以我没有非法，我没有犯罪。
So you might want to argue, I only have those sinful ideas, evil ideas in my heart. So I haven't really done it, so I'm not, I did not sin.
没有错，今天法律上不能判你意念上的罪。
Okay, basically, the law cannot judge you.
但是圣经却告诉我们，根据神的标准，
意念上的犯罪
与行动上的犯罪乃是一样的。
Sinful desires equal sinful actions。
恨人是意念上的犯罪，杀人是行动上的犯，两个都同罪。
So hating a person is a sinful desire, but killing a person is a sinful action. Both are sins.
心中起一念，这是意念上的罪，跟实际的犯奸淫，这是行动上的罪，也是同罪。
A lustful heart is the same as a lustful action.
这是上帝的标准啊。
So that's God's standard.
我们将来要面对是天上大宝座的审判，而不是地上的法官，我们就不能够采取地上的标准。
So in the future, we're going to actually face the judgment of God. So we cannot follow the standards in the world.
因此人心里面的意念上的罪必须要对付的。
So basically, sinful thoughts and sinful actions are both equally, both needed to be dealt with.
难怪圣经在以赛亚书55章第7节这样说。
No wonder in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, that said,
我们一起来读好吗？预备，请。
Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts.
意念、
啊、so,
其中我一看到道路这个平行同意的、啊、恶人的道路与不义者的意念两种都是同样得罪神都需要悔改的
so both evil thoughts and sinful thoughts need to be repented
为何心思意念会牢笼我们呢
why sinful thoughts can control us
这问题就出在我们常常提防撒旦却不常常提防自己的心思意念。
The reason is, a lot of times we're very cautious about Satan, but we're not cautious about ourselves, our own thoughts.
许多时候我们因为我们纵容自己私欲上的享受与满足而跌倒的。
A lot of times we indulge in our sinful desires and thoughts, and then we fall.
雅各书一章十四节，我们一起来读。
James chapter 1 verse 14.
请。
But each person is tempted when they're dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
既然我们个人的私欲会牵引诱惑我们，而使我们产生犯罪的行动。
So our own, we could be dragged away by our evil desires and be enticed. So that would actually lead the wrong actions.
所以我们就要提防、克制我们个人心里面会犯罪的动机。也就是保守自己在心思意念上的圣洁。
So we need to be vigilant on our thoughts, so that be holy, so that we can guard ourselves.
圣经并没有提到有关于亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉啊这段啊，他们心中有什么样的想法？我们不知道，我们不能够解读他们的内心世界。
The Bible did not mention the thoughts of Ananias and Sapphira. We could not interpret that.
但是我们知道亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们的失败乃是在于他们没有保守他们在心思意念上的圣洁。
But we know the reason of this couple's failure actually is because they did not guard their hearts, their holiness.
根据圣经给我们提供一些线索，我们可以猜想他们的意念出了问题。
According to some of the clues provided by Bible,
三个可能性
that they might be that their failures be caused by three things.
第一，他心里面有骄傲。
First, they have pride in their hearts.
他们想要得到这份让人赞赏、称赞的荣誉，就如同巴拿巴这位僭越子一样。在之前，我们看到他被公开被提及，表示他受过很多人公开表扬过。于是，这对夫妇也期待得到这样的机会。
So basically, Ananias and Sapphira have pride in their hearts. They want to be respected, just like as Barnabas.
你知道被公开表扬有一种高人一等啊轻飘飘的感觉这就是骄傲啊
So they want to be praised in public That is pride
第二个是他心里面有贪心
Second they have greed in their hearts
他不但是名也要抓他利也要抓
Not only they want fame They also want the money
所以他最后想了一个折中的方法就是拿一部分的钱出来那为了自己又留下一部分
So、
这就两全其美了。
So they found a middle way so they can have both.
其实他心里面的意念就是贪心。
But then deep in their hearts they have greed.
第三，他心里面有不信。
Third, they have disbelief.
倘若他们有足够的信心，他必定相信神必定会供应。就像其他的那些奉献者，当他完全信靠神，把一切都奉献出来的时候，神必要供应。
If they have enough faith, they should believe that God would actually provide. They even if they have donated everything to church.
但是他们觉得啊，不大可能，还是靠自己吧。
So they probably thought, oh, it was probably not possible if they had already offered everything, they had started to rely on themselves.
他们因为对神的不信而造成他们需要为自己来未雨绸缪，另做打算。
So their disbelief caused their behaviors.
同样，我们要问我们自己，我们里面有没有什么不好的意念呢？
So we need to keep asking ourselves, do we have some bad thoughts in our minds?
我相信我们在座大部分弟兄姐妹信主后都热心服侍主。
I believe most of our church members, brothers and sisters, are very passionate about serving God.
我也都相信我们每个人都出于正确的动机。
I believe most of our church members actually serve God out of right motivations.
但也许有少部分、极少数的人，即便信主之后，在教会的服侍动机可能不完全正确。
But maybe sometimes our motivation is not right.
就像亚拿尼亚夫妇一样。
Just like the couple of Ananias and Sapphira.
当然，不管如何，除了神之外，没有人知道你心里面的意念是否纯正。
So, but no matter what, only God knows if your motivations are right or not.
也许暂时没有人会知道。
Maybe temporarily nobody is gonna know.
但是绝对你瞒不过神的，因为圣经提醒我们说。
But you remember this, you won't don't cheat God. God cannot be cheated.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known.
原来我们灵命会失去健康，根本的问题就是我们的内心出了问题了。
So the fundamental issue for the loss of spiritual health is because of problems in our hearts.
这些如同警钟一样警告，来告诉我们，我们灵命的健康出了问题了。
These problems are like just the warnings and signs and telling us that our spiritual life have problems.
难怪圣经这样提醒我们。
So no wonder the Bible reminds us.
他不会，圣经没有讲说啊，你要担心你的人数变少了哦。
So the Bible did not say, oh, don't worry about that our attendance is getting low.
啊，我们教会的活动不够多。
We don't have enough activities at church.
我们的节目不够精彩。
Our programs are not wonderful enough to attract people.
圣经告诉我们说，你要保守你的心。
The Bible tells us, above all else, guard your heart first.
胜过保守一切。我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
For everything you do flows from it.
可见人心里面的影响何等大，我们岂能不重视它呢？
So you can see how important to guard our heart.
因此我们都需要求神来帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
使我们自己能够保守住自己的心。
So that we can really guard our heart.
胜过保守一切。
Above everything else.
请注意哦，这里讲说，你要保守你的心。你的心不是神来保守的哦，这是你自己的责任哦。
So pay attention. The Bible says, "Guard your heart. You guard your heart above all else. It's you, not God."
我们常常祷告说，上帝，你来保守我的心，那自己就去保守。
We often pray that God guard my heart. So it sounds like we don't need to take our own responsibilities.
结果心被撒旦充满，心里欺哄圣灵，心里起不好意念，结果都推给神，推卸给神，因为上帝没有保守我的心所造成。
Then we start cheating God, and then we are tempted by Satan. We just say, "Oh, it's God. God, you did not guard our hearts."
这不对的。
But that's not right.
虽然我们心思意念没有人可以知道，但是
nobody knows our thoughts and the desires.
我们必须要在神面前好好的检视自己里面的光景。
But we have to examine ourselves in front of God.
因为将来有审判。
Because there will be judgment in the future.
你想一想，我们在这里建立教会是神，是被神赋予使命的。
Think about this, we're fulfilled this mission of establishing this church over here, actually by God.
因此我们必须要健康成长，才能够肩负重任。
So we have to grow healthily so that we can take this responsibility.
求神来光照我们的心，将我们里面的问题，所有造成不健康的因素都显露出来，才能使我们的灵命恢复健康。
May the Lord lighten our heart, illuminate our hearts so that we can see the real situation of our hearts.
这样教会才能够真正的成长复兴。
So that our church can really grow.
教会不会因为我们办很多的节目活动，我们歌唱得很好听，教会就复兴了。
So church won't necessarily revive just because we can sing beautiful songs or we have a lot of activities.
教会是我们每一个人聚集在一起，真正的复兴是从我们里面开始。
Church revival happens in our hearts, and it happens to each one of us.
这样我们
together.
当我们从里面开始复兴，开始健康，这样我们才能够成长，以至于我们才能够真正的荣耀主名。
When we revive from the bottom of our heart and from inside, and then we can glorify God's name.
唯有这样，我们将来面对神的审判的时候，我们才能够坦然无惧。
Only do by doing this, we can face God's judgments in the future without fear.
我们愿意一起这样立志吗？
Are we willing to do this? Make this determination?
求神来光照我们，让我们心里保守我们立定一个心志，要保守我们的心，让我们心思意念不让撒旦来占据。
May the Lord examine our hearts and then to make this determination so that Satan cannot take a foothold in us.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to do that?
让我们一起起立，我们来回应。
Let's all stand up and sing this response of hymn.